Welcome to Habibi. We are here at the holiday pop-up shop that is sponsored by Voices of the Children, Skagit River Poetry Foundation, and Underground Writing. And we'd like to tell you a little about it. And we'll start with Mr. Aaron Wagner.
Hi, I'm Aaron Wagner with Voices of the Children. And basically what we do, Voices of the Children, we pair kids locally with kids abroad in collaborative arts projects for a number of reasons. Our primary purpose is self-exploration through these projects and programs. But in doing that, in sharing ourselves with somebody from another culture, or even within our community of Skagit Valley, with whom we might not otherwise interact, we learn a lot about each other as well. So it tears down barriers and destroys walls of misunderstanding.
Hi, I'm Molly McNulty. I work for the Skagit River Poetry Foundation. I'm its executive director. And what we do is a lot of the same kinds of things that Aaron does. We work with students all over Western Washington, from Whatcom County to Concrete School District, all the way down to Oak Harbor. And we put teaching poets in area classrooms, who work with the kids to help them find their passion, their voice, and let them explore more about who they are. My intersection with the Voices of the Children is that part of what we do collaboratively is poetry and art. And this pop-up gives us an opportunity to just share what we do with our community and also to collaborate with each other. I'm thrilled that we're here.
And my name is Matt Mallion. I'm the director of Underground Writing. We are a creative writing program for at-risk communities here in Skagit County. We have sites with adults and youth. And our program meets at the intersection of an introduction to good literature and reading and creative self-expression and voice empowerment. And we work with Voices of the Children and the Skagit River Poetry Foundation in a variety of contexts and ways. And we're excited to be here in the pop-up shop with these organizations as three arts organizations here in Skagit County coming together to impact our county and to have a physical presence in the downtown during the holiday shop season.
Hi, I'm Asil Jaber. I am a multimedia artist from Jordan. I'm the featured artist in Habibi for the pop-up. I work with Voices of the Children as an art educator. I came here for a while to visit the schools and present ourselves as an NGO. I also participated in sharing my art in the store.
So one of the questions we had, I mean, this small little promo podcast is really to promote the holiday pop-up shop and what we're doing here. And one of the things I'd like to ask all of you, and myself too, is what have you enjoyed about having a presence, a physical presence, here in downtown Mount Vernon? What's it been like for you, Asil, to visit the space? And how is that different than when we didn't have a physical presence downtown in this same way?
So this is Molly from the Poetry Foundation, and what I'll say is that what I've enjoyed is just the wide-eyed looks of people when they come in and they see what we have here, watching them ask questions and go, oh, where is this from? What's the story behind this item? And I mean, we really like to say that Habibi is a shop that has gifts with a story, whether it's items from Jordan or items from the other, from Guatemala or Nepal. Everything that we have in this space has a story behind it.
Yeah, I agree. And the stories have a connection back to us, the three organizations that are represented here, as well as other organizations in the valley. So although we have stuff from all over the world in the pop-up shop, it's bridging the two cultures. It's bridging the gap between here and there. Everything has a tie back to here in the Skagit Valley.
What I've enjoyed, and it ties into what you said, Molly, and what you said, Aaron, is that we don't have an office space currently, and we don't have a physical presence, other than in our workshop sites, which is very in present. But you're dealing with students in that setting. So to be able to interact with the public here in the holiday pop-up shop, and for them to be like, oh, I've heard something about this, or I've heard, you know, or Aaron or Molly mentioned this, or, you know, vice versa, any kind of direction, and to be able to talk to them and share the stories of the goods, share the stories of what's been happening in various programs, and also for them to be able to put a physical face person to person has been really powerful. I mean, we had someone that donated something recently, and lo and behold, on that opening weekend, she showed up, and I'd never met her, so I got to meet her, and it was really cool. Like, oh yeah, you know, and thank her again, and those things are really important for organizations, especially small organizations in a smaller community.
Right. Aside from the, you know, the fundraising aspect of the shop, which is certainly there, and we, again, as three small organizations, certainly need that. But the biggest benefit, I agree with you, Matt, is the exposure. So we, Voices of the Children, we do have an office, but it's not accessible. You know, we don't have a presence that, you know, people are just going to stumble upon, right? And having this pop-up shop, they do. People come in, and maybe they've even seen our work around and heard Voices of the Children, but they had no idea who we were, what we do, or where we are. So having a space to be able to communicate that with a wide audience has been priceless, really. That's the biggest benefit, I think.
Well, one of the things, Aaron, you said that, you know, your primary objective is the self growth that, you know, happens with the kids when they go through the programs that you do, and here and all over, you know, in Jordan and also in Switzerland and in other places. I feel the same way because, you know, not only do we, you know, does the Poetry Foundation, you know, work with kids, you know, you see their parents and you see those kids come into the shop and they go, oh, my poem is in that book, you know. And Matt, you get the same thing, you know, you've got, you know, your books are here and you've got your kids and, you know, your adults, you know, who are, you know, involved in your program, and, you know, and it's just the validation, you know, that our community has by coming here and seeing this stuff and going, oh yeah, I was part of making that. Oh yeah, that piece of art, I was part of making that. And I think that's powerful for not just our kids, our adults to see, but also our community to see that we have this connection, you know, with everybody.
And it's all three of our organizations are about being a platform for various voices. The shop is just another platform for that.
It's another voice, isn't
it? It's another voice, right?
Yeah.
Connected to that, I'm interested, Asil, what you think about your art created in the place you live, but then it's entering a different community. Here in Skagit County, it's up on the walls. People come in. It's a very, it's very unique, distinct art, I think, and people have really responded to it well. So I'm wondering, first of all, your impression when you came in the holiday shop, what you thought of your pieces up on the wall, and also any thoughts you've had about your art coming from your home and being in a different community and having a temporary home here. No specific things, but any kind of reflection do you have on that?
So I believe that art is a language, and it doesn't have to only the audience of my artwork doesn't only have to be one specific country. So I was very honored to be able to share it in another country, like across the world, and be able to cultures get to view my art differently. And when I first saw the shop, it was because I live in Amman and I go to Azraq almost twice a week, every week. And to see like my students in Washington, like on the posters and Azraq products. I felt like I'm in Jordan, to be honest, when I first entered the shop, and the traditional patterns everywhere. So it felt very close, and I felt connected to Washington. And I would like to, this is the first time I ever share my art with non-Jordanians. So I'm excited for people to share them and buy my pieces and get to see them in another perspective.
You mentioned something that I didn't know when we put your exhibition up. I knew the artwork was fantastic, and knowing a lot about you and how dynamic you are, I knew the stories behind them, but I didn't know you're donating the proceeds to a student that we work with in Azraq. For what?
Yes. So the reason I created these artworks, I was at the hospital. I had a terrible accident 2 months ago. And I spent a whole month in the hospital, broken, not being able to move. So I thought that I want to create something with the pain I felt. And I came up with these artworks. And then one of my students, Ilham, she's a sixth grader. She wanted to do an operation, but she couldn't because she didn't have enough money to. And it is a really important operation. So I felt that I don't own the money that if I sell a painting, the money is not mine. It should be recycled to my students, because I thought that my pain, I should donate the money to her, because it belongs to her. I just felt that, because I've been in the hospital and I know how it feels like, and I got my operation for free, which is very expensive. So I thought that I should give back.
The combination of liking your artwork and knowing that might be even more prone to buy it, yeah. Because it comes with that story. It comes with that good cause, and they meet the artist. So I think that intersection of all those are really cool.
And it makes me think more about Habibi and why we have the shop, why we're doing this. It's the support system of three organizations together. It's a support system of working with people in Jordan and showcasing your amazing artwork. Again, providing that platform outside of your community that you may not have had otherwise. That artwork supporting a kid in Jordan. I mean, the whole idea is support and lifting each other up.
Habibi will be open through the end of December, and our hours are Monday through Saturday,
10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
So the most exciting project Voices of the Children has going on right now is one that actually involves a couple other people in this room. Molly with Skagit River Poetry Foundation and Asil from Jordan. So Asil is our program manager in Jordan. She started this poetry and art project with the kids there. And while she's here this week, she's in classrooms of teachers speaking to kids who are also involved in the project. She was in Lyman today. She's in three classrooms tomorrow. I think you have five on Thursday, and then several on Friday as well. Additionally, because Asil is here and she's our featured artist in Habibi, this Friday evening, November 22nd, from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m., we have an open house where you can stop by and see Asil's artwork, support her and her cause, and talk to her about her work. There's one piece in particular that looks like a self-portrait to me, but you're growing horns. Could you tell us a little bit now about that piece, what's going on there?
So I think that worldwide, women are very under rules of what they wear. And I wanted to share my experience of wearing hijab for 5 years, kind of forced to wear it because that was how my culture was. But like if I wear it, and if I don't wear it, if I wear other things on my head, I'm the same person. So that's why I drew a self-portrait of myself with thorns that express who I am. And it doesn't have to be what I wear. Even with horns, I'm the same person. And what I leave behind, what I choose to leave behind, is what matters. It's not what I put on my head. Even though I respect hijab or like any other headpieces anyone wears, but it doesn't matter to me. It matters what you do in this world. I feel more of myself when I'm not wearing it, because you just can't not think about it. It's like very uncomfortable, and it's hard to commit to wearing it. So I never felt like I was naturally myself. Mm-hmm. I feel more of myself when I'm not. But that may not apply to other women. Some women love it, admire it, and like, this is just my personal opinion. I do respect it, but it's just an artwork in my point of view.
I think probably one of the most recent exciting projects that we have done is having a poet be in a kindergarten classroom for a week, and having the poet bring out poems from these kids that certainly can't write yet much, but can give heartfelt responses to prompts that the poet is putting to the class, and having the class write a class poem that draws on all of their experiences, and having it be something that the whole class is really proud of.
I guess the most current thing that will be for public engagement, I guess, really, is we have two chapbooks coming out. And one is by Jessica Solano, who was our first intern. And she's got a chapbook that we will come out with hopefully by the end of the year. That's our plan, called Talk About Me. And it could be Talk About Me, or it could be Talk About Me, or it could be Talk About Me, however you like. But a good collection of poems that she worked on during her internship. And then the second chapbook we have coming out is called Dear America, and that is a chapbook that will be filled with student writing on that prompt that we did for a couple years, Letters to America in poetic form, prose form, and it will have a lesson plan in the back. And we just got the okay and the affirmation and the yes from our Washington State Poet Laureate, Claudia Castro Luna, that she will be writing the foreword to the chapbook.